I've just finished recently reading Seth Godin's book, This Is Marketing. And I was talking to Tony, there was a distinction in there that I really loved. His idea that marketing begins with this question: where is the group in my community that is having a problem that I have a solution for? Like that's where it starts.
Such a great distinction, isn't it?
And so as opposed to going, so I need to market because I need more new patients. Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast. We've got an alone version, just us. Yep. Not just us. Hey, today we're going to talk all things video. We've been having loads of conversations inside the Community Influencer Membership platform recently about what does it take to have better videos. And by better videos, we're not talking about, the good news is you don't have to be making Academy Award winning videos. But there does need to be a look to the quality of your video, because your video really is a reflection of the quality of your practice. So if your videos are sloppy, if the content that you're sharing is not high quality, if some of the production concepts in it aren't great there too, then instead of actually building trust and authority inside your community, we can actually have that sort of dissipate as well. So we're going to talk through four different kind of strategies to help you improve the quality of your videos as well. So anything to add to that?
Well, I just think it's that notion of if you're going to be putting great information out there, you want people actually consuming it. Mm. And these tips will help people go from the seeing your video to actually watching it and getting you great information, because you've got some awesome things to share with your community to be seen as the expert. But we've got to get them to watch the video.
Yeah.
And so we'll go through these four strategies to help you create better videos, to have more people watching them and getting you great information.
Mm. So let's start with the first one. The first one is this concept of framing. It's really easy to correct this, and it really improves the professional feel of your video. So if you think about this, if you were to divide the screen of your device into nine boxes, okay, so two lines down the middle, two lines as in up to down, and then across as well. The focus of your videos, in terms of the eyes, there too, need to be kind of at that top third. Now, if you're actually watching this video, I'm gonna pop some lines on here now so you can see what happens. Too often when we're making videos, we have the camera way too far away from us. So first of all, that's one of the mistakes that people make there too. And we're not framed right. So if you and I had to kind of bob down now and get down to the bottom, that's often what we see people do.
Yeah, it's too much space above their head.
Yes, so way too much space up there. And if you're watching a show on television, an interview, a newscast as well, the eyes, which is where we're drawn to and watching a video there too, they're in that across that top third line as well. It gives a much more professional feel. Now, often too, don't have yourself in the very center of the video. Having yourself off to the side is another way that just gives a professional feel. Again, that's where these two lines intersect over in the top of the side there as well. Mm. Now, given that Tony and I are actually doing this, there's two of us on camera here, we can't both be right off to the side because we'd be out of the frame. But if you're just shooting this by yourself, then have yourself a little either to the left or over to the right. Now, this will come in really handy later on when we talk about movement inside there and adding text, but we'll talk about that more in a moment. Mm-hmm. So framing is a really simple way to improve the professional feel. And for most of you, it just means having the camera a heck of a lot closer to you.
Or obviously in the post edit, you can just have that zoom in a little bit to make sure the framing is right. It's easier. You can always zoom in, but you can never zoom out.
That's right. So framing is a simple thing for you to do. And again, if you're on, I certainly know that your iPhone, if you go into the camera settings, the camera actually lets you put grid lines on there that allow you to do this much more easily. Mm. So you'll see those grid lines will come up there. Make sure you have the focus being you at the eyes at that top third line as well, and then a little bit off to the side. So I think that kind of covers it as far as framing goes.
Get that, I think. Beautiful. Yep. Second one. Which is all about who is the video for.
Yeah, we need to. I was looking over some videos yesterday that we got, and they were really great videos talking about adding movement into, you know, this sedentary lifestyle that so many of our patients is having an impact on their health and well-being. And he was really talking about how do we add more movement back into our day, and broke it down to how do we add more movement at work, how do we add more movement at home, how do we add more movement into our commute. And it was full of some really great tips and strategies. Mm. What it lacked was, who is this for?
Specifically, who is this
for? Yeah. Because we know that just about everyone needs to add more movement. And whenever you find yourself making a video for everybody, stop. So it's one of the things that'll stop and impact the reach of your video, is that when we try and communicate with everybody, we have these incredibly sophisticated filters that I feel that have developed even more over recent years of social media, that as we're thumbing and flicking our way through, we're looking for, is this for me in particular? Do you have something that's going to make a difference to my life? And if it looks like it's a message for everybody, then that just gets scrolled straight through. The delete button is hit, we pass through that as well. So that same video we talked about could be just aimed towards it. Now, you could aim it towards any group. Literally, you know, here's a couple of examples. So if, for instance, you decided that this next quarter, your focus and your practice was all about headaches, and that one of the factors that has an impact on headaches is this sedentary lifestyle. You're just not moving enough. We're not moving our spine enough. We're not moving our whole body enough there too. So what I want to show you is, how can you get more movement into your life? So for your headache sufferers out there, you know, if you're gobbling down Panadols and whatever painkillers, if you're frustrated because of X, Y, and Z, if you're experiencing this kind of stuff there too, then today I want to talk to you about the impact that movement has. So same thing, go through those tips. But at the start there, we've told our audience that this is for people with headaches. Now, same thing, we could have done that same introduction style, but said, hey, listen, we're talking all about the impact of a detox this month. Last week, I spoke about what foods to eat, what ones not to eat there too. But it's not just about what foods you're putting in your body or not putting in your body there too. The movement is important for your digestive system. And we're going to talk about how we start to get more movement in at work, at home, and in our commute. Same thing, but we kind of bracket it with who we're talking to.
Yeah, absolutely. And that hits them and says, yeah, this is for me. This is going to help improve my life. I'm now more likely to not just stop the feed, but actually watch the video.
Yeah. So running that kind of filter through it, always think about that when you're starting a video, who is this video for? And the easiest way to think about that too is, you know, what patient have you had this conversation with recently? You know, we're all having these conversations each and every week in practice with our patient. Think about that you just talked to that person. Maybe it was a conversation you had earlier on in the day, and you just kind of, you know, set the camera up and go through and have that conversation. But narrowing down that focus is really important. I've just finished recently reading Seth Godin's book, This Is Marketing. And I was talking to Tony, there was a distinction in there that I really loved. His idea that marketing begins with this question: where is the group in my community that is having a problem that I have a solution for? Like that's where it starts.
Such a great distinction, isn't it?
And so as opposed to going, listen, I need to market because I need more new patients. That's about you. And it comes across subtly in what we're going at. Stop and go, where is there a section that's suffering in my community that I have a problem for? That's who your video is for. So we're talking about the who, it's for them.
Mm. Beautifully said.
Third point.
Number three is adding more movement or having movement in your video. And I think this can be a real clincher in having someone go from the start to the end of your video to consume it. And if we have a look at, you know, what's your favorite movie? You know, you have a look at your blockbusters. Why can we sit down and on a couch or in the theater for 90 minutes, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, some movies? Why can we do that? What are they doing to keep our attention and keep us focused on the message or the story? Or that it's because there's 35 cameras, high definition, there's action, there's special effects, there's sound effects, there's quotes on the screen, there's all this stuff going on to keep us engaged. Oh, what's gonna happen next? Wow, oh gee, I didn't expect that. So they're capturing our attention fully. We see videos and we're helping clients with this, trying to add a bit more movement. At least every 30 seconds in your video, something should happen. Mm. Now, whether that's a quote that comes up on the screen, whether it's a cut to another frame, you know, we're shooting this one with two angles, you'll see that we'll cut from one angle to another angle. It might just be a little jump cut just in a little bit, out a little bit, whatever it is, there needs to be some sort of movement happening to keep people engaged in your message, and you'll get a much better result.
Mm, I'm sure you've noticed my attention span has gone down horribly, that if I'm watching something, some of the other videos that we're reviewing too, again, great content, but even getting through 3 minutes of watching this video without any kind of movement. So if you don't have a second camera, like we're looking over the second camera now, then Tony kind of mentioned you can just change the cropping. When you crop in and out and then just change the focus with that, it's a really easy. And again, iMovie, ScreenFlow, we like, any of the kind of Adobe Elements. Camtasia. This is really easy, Camtasia. It's very simple to do, and all of these programs will allow you to add text up, which particularly if you've set yourself off to the side there. Mm. And again, if we go back to that example, I talked about adding more movement in there too. And we said, step one, do this. Step two, as I'm going through this, you know, have that text pop in through there as well. So there is, and again, sometimes the movement might be, I really liked one of the videos I got the other day to kind of review, where it was Chris actually walks into the frame to begin with. So he's really great at having different kind of movement that comes through there. You be careful with it because we don't want to get too fancy. Sometimes we might have a little bit of walking movement. That can be good too. But movement, I think, is the key there again. Mm. So get a summary again of ways they could add. So every 30 seconds.
Every 30 seconds, movement. Some sort of movement, whether it be a crop, a change of angle, a different camera, some text coming in on the screen, a sound effect even can do some things. Yep. You know, just keeping it interesting. Keep someone stimulated so that they consume your wonderful message. You got this, you took the time to prepare this great content, package it in a way that people are going to want to watch. Yeah. And that's the overarching principle. And to get them to even watch it even easier?
Yes, is to have structure to your video. Now, we have in the past talked about the 5-part video framework. So earlier podcasts, we've gone through that too. So I think that's right back early, maybe even episode 9. I actually shared this with somebody recently. So forgive me if it's not that. But a video should have a structure to it. A movie has a structure to it. There's an introduction. Okay, there's the delivery of the content, and then there's the call to action. So it's a beginning, a middle, and an end. Now, this kind of structure helps to take your audience on a journey, and you can use this structure, whether it be a live video that you're doing, you can use this structure, whether it be a blog that you're writing. The introduction is all about telling your audience what they're going to learn, who the video is for, and why they should stick around. It's short, it's maybe 60 seconds, but it's probably only 30 seconds or less, where you introduce them to why it's important they stick around. As you talked about it before, you call out your audience. Is it the person who wants to do the detox? Is it the person that wants to
get rid of their headaches?
You know, these kind of things is what we're calling out in that introduction. Then we deliver in the content. Then there's the content side of things. And there's a way to deliver content. Let me go back to the introduction. One of the strongest psychological desires to keep somebody coming towards you is curiosity. Curiosity, and we see this with this kind of frustrating clickbait that you see all the time on the internet. There's a way to do it that's cool and helpful. But as simply as talking about, like we did at the start here, where we're gonna go through our 4 tips for you to produce better videos, that evokes curiosity. I wonder what those 4 tips are. And then when we deliver it in step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4, it helps the person on the journey to know where they are. So the different frameworks that you can, we often talk about different frameworks, some of the ones that we go through.
The more or less framework.
Yep.
You know, what people need to do more of, what people need to do less of to get the result that you want them to get is a really good framework.
Or even those kind of steps, secrets.
Oh, the steps and secrets. Yeah, absolutely. And we use them all the time in our videos and in the podcast. It's the 4 steps to get rid of headaches without doing this. It's the 3 secrets or what not to do, you know, and that one of a warning or what not to do if you want to get rid of your headaches. Make sure you're not doing this.
Yeah. How to get a result without having to do something bad. Yeah. You know, that's how to lose weight without dieting. Or, you know, we could talk about today, we could have framed this as, you know, how to create high quality videos without having to spend thousands and be a video expert. You know, so how can you get your audience? It's a great way to you know, to frame it that creates a level of curiosity.
Mm.
But if you can break down, particularly when you're doing how-to videos, if you can break down your teaching into steps, strategies, pillars, points,
secrets,
all these kind of things there too, it will take somebody on a journey as well. And then the call to action. So there's certain things it's missed out all the time. What's the call to action all about?
The call to action has to be naturally right. I go on about this a lot. It needs to make sense for the content that you're delivering. And if that makes sense, that you've delivered this amazing content, and look, if you want to know more, or if you're still struggling with those headaches, why don't you come in and we can have a consultation. Give the office a call on whatever the number is. Or it might be simply, this is part one of three videos. Hey, check out, if you missed part one, go back and look at part one. Check out our other videos on headaches. Like our Facebook page, comment below. Let me know what you've found has been the biggest help for your headaches. There's so many different calls to actions, but they've got to be naturally right for the next step that you want that person to do. And you know, the one in four rule, which is, you know, but one in four, you should be asking them to come in. Why wouldn't you? You've helped them. You've provided some great content. They're interested because they've watched your video. Why wouldn't you say, hey, if you're still getting problems and having problems with these headaches, we've been dealing with headaches for people in this area for 20 years. Come on in, give us a call, schedule a time.
Mm. There's that law of reciprocity. Cialdini talks about them in his book that says, once you've done somebody something great, something nice to somebody, they're wanting to know what to do next. And when you don't actually invite them to engage with you in the next way, then sometimes it just feels a bit kind of strange at the end. So we need to tell them what, you know, what is it? And all of this should be decided in advance. Okay, I'm going to do a video today, even if it's a live video. Who is my video for? I've got my framework all kind of worked out there too. I've worked out what kind of movement. I've thought in advance about a second angle, and this concept, we didn't really can't even talk about even B-roll in terms of where that is. So a couple of weekends ago, we went down and shot a whole bunch of B-roll with Lauren, my wife, in the practice, which was just her adjusting people, assessing kids, going through all those kind of things. So when she's running, talking a video and talking through stuff, we can cut to, you know, pictures of her adjusting. If she's talking about, you know, different exercises with the kids, instead of her just talking through them, she can add kind of movement in there. So preparation beforehand is the key there. And of course, going back to what we're talking about, it's a call to action. Before you start, like, what is the call to action? Mm. What do I want people to do? Because then that might impact the way that you are putting a video together.
Good work.
Good. I'm going to add a bonus.
Fifth step. Jeez. Yeah.
Okay. So this is just for you guys that are listening.
I don't even know what's coming.
Yes. Authenticity is the absolute key here is to be you. Whenever we get in front of a camera, most of us change.
Harry McStiff.
Yes, yeah. So it's, and I mentioned earlier on, if you want to make your videos better, then just pretend you're talking to a patient. You know, we're having these conversations all the time.
Mm.
You know, sit down and imagine that person's on the other side of the camera. And I guess you could probably even, you know, if you had somebody in your practice, you could get them to sit over the other side of the camera there, ask you some questions and focus on them as long as it's kind of in the line of what the camera is. But you are enough. You know, we want to see what your personality is. And if you're loud and brash and expressive, then be like that on camera. But if you're more shy and reserved, then that's okay too, because loud and brash is offensive to some people.
Mm.
It's attractive to others. So this is about finding out who you are. Be authentic in your videos as well. Mm. So you want to summarize those five in a heartbeat?
The five R. So make sure your framing is right.
Yep.
Let's make sure that you know who the video is for, and that you're referring to those people through the video. Let's make sure that there's a more movement, whether it be through cuts or text or noise or whatever that may be. And then let's look at the structure and have a framework that you're delivering. And then the fifth bonus being authenticity and making sure that you're giving the best you, because no one else can.
Our call to action for this video, our own advice?
Following our own advice, I would say that because we've been giving people lots of help with these videos, if you'd like some help, then why don't you come over and join us in Community Influencer? Jump on to adiomedia.com/CI, check it out. It's a membership community of people who want to be seen as the expert in their community, that person of influence in their community. And we'll take you through lots of different courses. We've got information on video, we've got information on marketing, branding, being that community expert, plus monthly trainings. We have one-on-one coaching threads that we can do. There's forums, there's a community. Jump in and check it out.
So this is where this happens. You know, where the members inside Community Influencer get their own private email thread with Tony and I too. And that's where they're sending us their videos for us to review, their websites to review. We're helping and assisting them come up with content. And then, you know, as you said, a couple of times a month, we get on kind of live video trainings with them as well. So audiomedia.com/CI for less than the price of a visit each week, you can have Tony and I in your pocket, helping you reach more people in your community. And while we're on the pathway of asking you to do things, if you haven't already, can you head on over to iTunes, give us a star rating, let us know what you think about this. This helps us get this message out to more practitioners around the world. Our mission is really to help you guys have a great impact inside your community, because you know what? Our communities damn well need us to step up and make a difference in their lives as well. So always, gang, thanks for what you do. Keep saving lives. Come on over, join us at audiomedia.com/CI, iTunes, subscribe, like, star rate.
Have a bloody good day.
Over and out. Bye.